This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. Thanks for joining us. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Since the 2016 campaign, a lot of us in the media have been trying to figure out exactly what's on the mind of the American people and how we got to this point. There have been a lot of polls taken, a lot of surveys analyzed.
The website HuffPost is trying to go one step further. HuffPost launched a bus tour with stops in 25 cities around the country to listen to America. In fact, that's the name of the tour. The Listen to America tour has two stops in Milwaukee today at the Wellness Commons on Milwaukee's north side and outside the Oriental Theater this evening.
We're joined on the phone this morning by Hillary Fry, HuffPost's Director of Editorial Strategy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
So where did this concept emerge from?
So when I got to HuffPost in January, just after our new editor-in-chief, Lydia Polgreen, started here, we started talking about how can we get out in the world and really understand what people in their communities care about, what's concerning them, what's working, and really get down to that level and get out of the sort of coastal bubble of coverage that so many of us find ourselves in. And this idea of doing a bus tour emerged, and I had had some experience in my past working on a bus tour project and have a lot of passion for the in real life exchange of thoughts and ideas and just, you know, that kind of personal connection with people, making that out in the world. And this project just sort of came together very much with, we work with an agency partner called Peak 15, and we worked in lockstep with them to figure out in the time frame we had, how many places could we go? How many people could we talk to? And really just hear directly from them in an open-ended way what's on their minds.
You are not the first to try to make sense of what's on people's minds. Is there both maybe a micro and a macro story you're trying to tell and understand?
I think so. I mean, what we hope we do is as we go out and collect interviews with people, I'd say, you know, on average, we're talking to between 50 and 90 people, depending on where we go, you know, in the time frame that we have to spend in each location. We really want to get those local stories and understand those local issues, but then take a step back after the tour and look at all of the people we've talked to and everything everybody said and see in an overarching way, what are the concerns people have in common and what are the things that are very unique to these different communities? We'll be doing that by working with a research firm who can help us transcribe and analyze over 1,000 interviews with people, I expect we'll have, and start to see what those trends are and also what the outliers are.
So would you imagine that by doing this, the Huffington Post editorial strategy, maybe it doesn't change, but maybe some of the content is driven by what you're learning by being out of the coast, out of that coastal bubble, as you describe?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we're sort of setting a new course here at HuffPost with our new editor-in-chief. And one of the reasons we wanted to do this was to start thinking about what is it that we need to cover going forward? What's happening out there that we aren't seeing on a daily basis? You know, obviously, there are national news storylines dominating constantly, you know. But it's interesting when we go out and really connect with people, they're not necessarily talking about what the splash is on HuffPost or what's airing on CNN. They're talking about their schools. They're talking about race relations. They're talking about taxes. And they're also talking about, you know, successes in their communities and why they choose to live there.
So today you're in Milwaukee. The bus is going to be at a couple of different places. One is the Wellness Commons on the north side, and the other is in front of the Oriental Theater during the Milwaukee Film Festival. Besides the bus being there, you know, how are you drawing people into it, and what do they do once they're inside?
Sure. So we have been using Facebook to reach people in advance with Facebook invites and putting some muscle behind getting those invitations in front of people in their areas. So we've been doing some targeting around that and also using our email products in different ways to really try to get the word out to the community specifically to let them know we're there. And we've heard, you know, we're on week four of the tour here, and a lot of people are coming down because they heard about us on Facebook or the invite was shared with them. So that's one way. And obviously getting local media attention helps. Thank you, to bring people down and getting the word out that way. And then, you know, there are just people who are often passing by. If you come down, what you'll see is you'll see our big, awesome bus that the inside is outfitted like a mobile studio. So you can sit on our in our sort of lounge area, and there will be a producer in there and a camera. And we'll just have a conversation with you about, you know, what's happening in your life and what's working and not in your community. But before you even, you know, get on the bus, you'll be greeted by many HuffPost staff and we're there to answer any questions that you might have about the interview. It's not a questionnaire. It's very open-ended. One of our producers likes to say, you know, when he asks what somebody's name is, he says, you know, that's the hardest question I'm going to ask you while you're sitting with me. Interviews are, you know, about 6 minutes long. They're very intimate. And we also have, so that we make sure we have enough capacity to talk to everybody who wants to be heard, we set up extra cameras as well. So there are a couple of sort of tent locations with producers and cameras there so that not everybody, you know, needs to wait in line to get on the bus. There are a couple different ways to sort of engage with us and tell us their story. You know, we try to keep waits very short. So hopefully when people come down, we have lots of things to engage them with. There are stickers. We've got some games and stuff like that while you hang out and wait. But we really want people to come down and be able to share as quickly as possible.
Is this video going to show up someplace?
So we're doing edits of a handful of videos from each location. And then once we're sort of off the tour, we'll be using that analysis to look for similar themes and ways to organize all of this video content. So we'll be doing sort of thematic-based supercuts and also probably some things organized by region. But really, we're in the collection process now.
Sure. What do you see as in it for the people who are sharing their stories?
Well, I hope everybody who comes and talks to us, I mean, I think we've really felt a catharsis from the sharing. There's a real desire from the people we've met on the road to be heard and to have the experience of just sitting with somebody for even, you know, 5 to 10 minutes to share something important. And I am like very sincere when I say that even if each video doesn't air, all of this work will add up to a lot for HuffPost. It's educating us. It's teaching us as a news organization a lot about the country. And we'll be producing both content and a big report about everything that we've learned a few months down the line once we've had time to really work through everybody's interviews. But nothing will be lost in sharing with us. It all sort of adds up to us being able to tell a story about the country that evolves not from a questionnaire or a poll, but from open-ended interviews with a huge, diverse group of people across the country.
Well, Hillary Fry, what a great, ambitious project. Thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Hillary Fry is Director of Editorial Strategy for HuffPost. The news site's national 25-city bus tour called Listen to America has stops this afternoon at the Wellness Commons and this evening at the Milwaukee Film Festival. We'll share some of what Milwaukeeans share in the days to come. You'll find more information about the Listen to America tour at WUWM.com.